Cast in bronze, with an absorbed gaze and a simple pose, the figure of Giovanni Fattori has been watching over Livorno from Largo del Cisternino for almost a century. Today, he seems like just another passerby among the crowd, but there, in the stream of daily life, he was the only one left standing when everything around him was reduced to rubble by the bombings of the Second World War. Around that statue, the city collapsed, the buildings were crumbled, the square was devastated, even the nearby structure, the one that once hosted Giuseppe Mazzini, came down. But he remained, between the rubble, keeping silent watch, a solemn witness to destruction and to resilience. The monument was the fruit of a dream passionately cultivated in 1924 by Gruppo Lebronico, who wanted to honor the master on the centenary of his birth. It was Valmore Gemignani, a devoted pupil, who shaped the figure, capturing not the myth, but the man. Simple, sober, humble, just as Fattori had wished to be all his life. And so his student Nomellini recalled the master during the inauguration ceremony of the statue.
As you see him in the steady bronze by Gemignani, so I remember him when, on the few days he could return to Livorno, he would wander alone across those wild stretches that, from San Marco past the Marzocco, reached all the way to Calambrone. Today, from this bronze, rises the calm voice of the master. Listen, I fought my whole life for a great ideal. My art was my pride as a man and as an artist.
On the 25th of October, 1925, before authorities and a moved crowd, the monument was inaugurated. At that time, it was placed along the sidewalk, still without the pedestal that now raises it, almost to emphasize its naturalness.
Set right among his people, who in summer would gather round him drinking ponce, or swallowing sorbets, with little regard for good manners.
As Gastone Razzaguta wrote, and there he returned, after a period at the museum of Villa Fabricati. Sober, dignified, immortal, the monument to Fattori is not just an artistic tribute, but a symbol of resilience, the lone voice that remained between the silence of the ruins when Livorno trembled and he stayed still watching it rise again.